Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
So how is the dust settling after yesterday's elections? Democrats won big. Does that mean Donald Trump lost? In Virginia, the Democrat Ralph Northam beat former GOP party chair and President Trump's endorsed candidate Ed Gillespie. Here's Northam last night.
Today, Virginians have answered and have spoken. Virginia has told us to end the divisiveness, that we will not condone hatred and bigotry, and to end the politics that have torn this country apart.
Let's bring in NPR lead politics editor Domenico Montanaro. Hi, Domenico.
Hey there, Robin.
So start with Ed Gillespie losing. You know, he worked with more moderate Republicans when he was GOP chair and people like the Bushes. When he ran here in Virginia, he embraced policies more to the right. He condemned sanctuary cities, even though there aren't any in the state. What happened? Did he go too far to the right for the moderate Republicans, but maybe not far enough for Trump fans? What happened?
Well, Virginia has trended way more Democratic over the last 13 years since President Bush was reelected and won the state. But, you know, you've had Barack Obama win it twice. You had Hillary Clinton win it. Remember that. You know, this is, while Virginia looks like the rest of the country, this is still a state that Hillary Clinton won. So Ed Gillespie had a very difficult time trying to figure out how to play the Trump message. He kind of tried to walk this line, but he went very strongly into some of these cultural issues, hoping that he would, get a boost from some of those Trump supporters, and it just didn't work.
Well, given what you just said, you know, what the state has been doing, how it's been trending, how did they misplay that? Because this was an important race for some sort of statement about the Trump presidency, which is just a year old now.
Yeah. Well, I think that what's happened here now is that big picture, the lines are sort of redrawn back to where they were before the 2016 election. In other words, you know, if Trump and Trumpism, if people who supported President Trump thought that they were going to be able to expand with President Trump's message, even though he has record low approval ratings, that is just not the case. If you're a Republican and you see what happened in Virginia last night, to a lesser extent in New Jersey, but not, you know, unconsequentially, the Virginia House of Delegates, which Democrats nearly took over last night. If you're a Republican watching that and you represent the suburbs or a moderate to Democratic leaning state, that's a big, big warning sign that you can't really run with President Trump.
You know, so interesting. I just said we want to move to New Jersey, but it's so interesting you say that because in following you and hearing others speak last night, there was this sense that this was a who jumps in. And if you're going to jump in, how do you jump in? But does that really play across the rest of the country?
Well, I think that that's a difficult thing for Democrats. Like, they have to be able to sit there and look at the results. Of course, they feel good about where they were. They're going to hit a reset button and be able to look at maybe an affirmative message going forward. But it doesn't necessarily mean that they can win with the same kind of message that they were able to run on in this race and run and win in places that they need to win that they lost in 2016. So I think we're at a reset point. Mm-hmm. Democrats at least are off the mat, as I heard Terry McAuliffe, the Democratic governor in Virginia, say, because if they had lost last night in Virginia in particular, it would have been an absolute bloodbath and finger pointing within the party.
Yeah, and conversely, if Gillespie had won, there are a lot of Republicans sitting on the sidelines who would have said, I'm going to try that too.
You
know, just go a little more, which, you know, makes politicians sound really bad, you know, that they would just go towards.
Well, everyone's testing out what works and what doesn't.
Yeah. Let's look at New Jersey. A Democrat won there, Phil Murphy. But this is a state that, you know, I mean, Chris Christie, 8-year reign, but incredibly unpopular at this point.
Oh, yeah. I think it was a total uphill battle for Kim Guadagno, as she says her name, because she's got the GN on the end, so a lot of Italians will say Guadagno, but whatever. She says Guadagno. And
remember, you're a Montanaro. Okay, go ahead.
I know. So Murphy wins this race. He was an Obama fundraiser. He was very much expected to win, and Chris Christie did put his lieutenant governor in a hole there, given he was one of the least approved of governors in the country after the Bridgegate scandal that closed a couple of lanes politically. And you also had in New Jersey an interesting race in Hoboken, New Jersey, actually where I used to live, where the city got its first Sikh mayor. And he was really subject to some racist attacks that showed a poster of him saying that don't let terrorism take over our town. And it is a place that has been changing demographically and is right outside New York City. And he won and had a unifying message at the end of the night. So again, democratic progressive values went out in a place where they can and should.
Yeah. So I want to take a listen to what the Republicans are saying. Here's Rona McDaniel, the chair of the Republican National Committee and Mitt Romney's niece. She was on Fox News today. Here's a bit of what she had to say.
We're back to status quo. Republicans won 5 special elections, including Utah last night, that they should have won, and Democrats won 2 governorships that they should have won. So nothing really changed. They're going to try and create this big narrative. They should have won Virginia. They should have won New Jersey. But what we are seeing is that voters across this country want to see things get done in Washington.
Is she right?
Well, it points to a close 2018 midterm election and a potentially close 2020 election. Now, you shouldn't overread the results of one election night. But I think what she's saying there isn't terribly wrong, but it does hurt Republicans' chances of recruiting people, because the momentum would have been much more on their side had they won last night, even anywhere. Instead, what's happened is that Democrats had a much better night. And she's the only place where she's wrong is the fact that there were so many down ballot pickups for Democrats in Virginia, for example.
Real quick, we have a minute. Maine became the first state to expand Medicaid through a ballot initiative. This is a huge rebuke to their Republican Governor Paula Page. But what does it say about Medicaid expansion? Is this something people want?
You're going to see this picked up in a lot of other parts of the country. And if Democrats do wind up taking back that house, for example, in Virginia, you're going to see the Democratic governor try to expand Medicaid, something that had been stopped by the Democratic governor. So this may be a new tack by progressives to be able to try to expand Obamacare and keep it in place.
Yeah. Domenico Montanaro, lead politics editor at NPR. We should note it was a good election day for women. Many more
it
running.
It was up and down. Yeah. A lot of mayor's races.
Yeah. Especially after, the Trump election, there was a concerted effort to get women in office. Seemed to work yesterday. Domenico, thank you.
Thank you.